USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new study says COVID-19 can mess with the way a brain operates. A wide-ranging study from Oxford University found that 2 years after being hospitalized for the virus, recovering patients were at a higher risk of psychosis, dementia, and brain fog. The researchers combined over 1 million patient files, mostly in the United States, and found COVID patients age 18 to 64 had a 16% higher rate of brain fog than patients with other respiratory illnesses. The Biden administration announced on Friday that another $775 million in weapons will be headed to Ukraine. The latest shipment includes drones, missiles, ammo, and mine-clearing equipment. The total amount of military aid sent to Ukraine has passed $10 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is visiting the Ukrainian port city of Odessa amid Russia's ongoing invasion of the country. Guterres explaining the importance of allowing ships to travel through the Black Sea.
Getting more food and fertilizer out of Ukraine and Russia is crucial to further calm commodity markets and lower prices.
A member of ISIS will spend the rest of his life in prison for killing Americans. The ISIS beetle was given the sentence for the deaths of four Americans, including James Foley and Kayla Miller. Foley's mother claims the ruling sends a message to other criminals who commit crimes against Americans overseas.
Let this sentencing make clear to all who dare to kidnap, torture, or kill any American citizen abroad that U.S. justice will find you and that our government will hold you accountable for your crimes against our citizens.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
We may soon see what led to the raid of former President Donald Trump's home.
As the FBI is being scrutinized by millions of Americans for breaking the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution, when they raided President Trump's home, the same judge that okayed the warrant by Attorney General Merrick Garland is presiding whether or not to release its contents. Normally, it would not be released until after an arrest or conviction. But with the history of the FBI lying in recent years, the FBI's word does not carry the weight it once did in America. Former FBI Special Agent Maureen O'Connell on Fox News.
Well, if they say that they were so concerned about documents being destroyed, then that really doesn't hold much water for me, because we've heard that there were discussions about whether or not they were going to execute this warrant, and my sources tell me they were spirited discussions for a couple of weeks. But here, I don't really see that based on the timeline that we've discovered in the last week.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Cleveland Rape Crisis Center says traditional avenues of criminal justice failed the women who accused Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson of sexual misconduct. However, the center also says his 11-game suspension is a step toward validating his victims. The suspension also includes a $5 million fine and mental health counseling for Watson. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.